Kuf Lam Zayin Siv Beis. Ein Koyim Im Kol Echad Tov Mishlosha Psukim. Every Eli has to have a minimum of three Psukim. Shnayim Kar Mishlosha Ve'echad Kar Alba Eizu Ve'en Shekar Alba Ha'eizu Meshubach. When you have 10 Psukim, so two of them are going to read 3 and 1, 4. Whichever one gets the 4, whether the first, second, or third Eli is acceptable. The Gemara brings various sources for each one of the, why each one is Choshev. So remember, whether you're getting the first Aliyah, the second, or third, you're Choshev. And we know the minhag by Shabbos and Mincha, Shein v'Chamisha, we generally read up to Sheini of that parsha, which very often is more than 10. Siv Gimel, in Dileg Pasuk, Echad V'Loi Kiroi, the person forgot and skipped one of the Pesukim of the Kriyas HaTayv. Im v'Mincha v'Shabbos v'Shein v'Chamisha v'Karasov Pesukim v'Loi, Pasuk v'Mazulik, Eino Chayzer. There was, and the days that you read have only three Aliyahs, you're not reading the whole parsha anyway, it's enough to read 10 Pesukim. So as long as you read the 10 Pesukim, he was Yoitz, and he doesn't have to make up the missing Pesukim. It has to be that each Aliyah got at least three Pesukim. Other Shabbos, when it's a Shabbos, if you have to read the entire parsha, you'll deal with Pesuk Echad, Choyzeh, V'Koyrei. If you miss one Pesuk, you have to make it up. Even if it's part of the Pesuk, so the Mishnah reads one word, he has to make it up, because you have to say the entire Kriyas HaTorah. We'll see later if you miss one letter, this is the Nafka Mina, whether it changes the meaning or doesn't. We'll get to that later. Now, if they have to, they miss the Pasuk, so they have to read that Pasuk, in other words, make another Aliyah, if they finish the Aliyah, and read that Pasuk with two other Pesukim together with it, because you have to have three Pesukim. Now, it says that which you have to make up, the missing Pasuk, even if they finish the entire Kriyas HaTorah and they said Kaddish afterwards, still you have to make up the Pasuk. When you give the Aliyah for that Pasuk, so then you have to make a bracha on that Aliyah. Mishnah Berurah says, in the case that he said Kaddish, so basically he finished the parsha, they said Kaddish, and now they're up to the Maftir. So in that case, if his dilek was in the 7th Aliyah or past the 7th Aliyah, then you don't have to make a new kriya for that missing pasuk, because anyway the master is coming up to the Kriyas HaTorah. Therefore, you should just start from that pasuk that was missing towards the end of the parsha and finish with the parsha. Kamuvan, if he reminds himself later on what's going to be, it was from the beginning of the parsha, then he doesn't have to read it from that point on to the end of the parsha. He can just make up that missing pasuk with the other two psukim together with it. Parshas Me'adim, Kamar Mincha B'Shavis, Sheinu V'Chamishi, Lefi Shekvar Kodo, Parshas B'Shavos Shalem. If you have to tell, we have for Yom Tovim, if you miss the Pasuk over there, it's like Monday and Thursday. You don't have to, it's not Ma'akev to read every single word of the Parsha. And therefore, as long as you read two Pesukim, you are Yait. But the Halacha says that if you missed out the main idea of the Kriya, then in the Tanami you would have to make it up. Chag HaSukkos, he read the parsha, he didn't read the Pesukim on Chag HaSukkos. So you read the whole parsha before that Pesuk on Chag HaSukkos, if you have to ask, then you have to make it up. Okay,